November 13, 1927, how the Word was in the center of his humanity, and how he operated. How there is a great difference between the reigning of the divine will and the sanctity of the saints, even though there were miracles. I was following my round in the divine volition, and as I arrived at the acts it did in the humanity of our Lord, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the divine word in my humanity was present as center of life within it. We were inseparable, the word and my humanity. But since my humanity had its limits while the word was without limits, immense and infinite, I could not restrict the whole endless light of the word within it. This light overflowed outside, in such a way that, overflowing from the center of my humanity, its rays came out from my hands, from my feet, from my mouth, from my heart, from my eyes, from every part of my humanity, in such a way that all my operating flowed within this light and, more than solar rays, it invested everything and traced all the acts of creatures in order to give its acts, so that their acts, invested by its light, might take the form of its acts and, fused together, might acquire the value, the beauty of its acts. But what was not the sorrow of my humanity in seeing its acts being rejected by creatures within the very light of the eternal Word, preventing the transformation he wanted to make in creatures? Each of his rejected acts was a sorrow, and each act of the creatures converted into bitterness and offense for my humanity. How hard it is wanting to do good, doing it, and finding no one who receives this good. This sorrow still lasts, because everything that my humanity did in the light of the eternal Word exists and will always exist, and is always in the act of doing what was done once. And it lies as though in ambush, waiting for the creature to receive the transmission of its acts, so that one may be the act, one the value, one the will, one the love on both sides. And only by the reigning of my fiat can the operating I did in redemption of its total fulfillment, because with the light of my fiat, creatures will remove the blindfold and will let all the good that the eternal Word came to do within my humanity for love of creatures flow within themselves. And while he was saying this, I saw my sweet Jesus with so much light coming out from within him as to invest everything in everyone. Then, I continued my round in the divine fiat, and while accompanying with my I love you all the prodigies that had done in the saints, patriarchs and prophets of the Old Testament, as well as those after his coming upon earth, to ask for his divine kingdom in the midst of creatures by virtue of all these, its acts, I thought to myself, if this holy volition has done so many prodigies in all these saints, is this not, then, its reigning, at least in these saints so prodigious? But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, there is no good which has not come out of my divine will, but there is a great difference between its reigning in the creatures and the releasing of an act from within itself, communicating it to creatures. As for example, with Abraham, it released an act of heroism, and I had the man heroic in the sacrifice. With Moses an act of power, and he was the prodigious man. With Samson an act of strength, and he was the strong man. To the prophets it revealed what regarded the future Redeemer, and they were men prophets. And so with all the others who distinguished themselves as prodigious and of uncommon virtue. According to the act that my divine will released, and if they gave their adhesion and correspondence, so did they receive the good of its act. However, this is not reigning, my daughter. Nor does this form the kingdom of my will. In order to form it, it takes not just one act, but the continuous act which it possesses. This is what it wants to give to creatures in order to form its kingdom, its continuous act of power, of happiness, of light, of sanctity, of unreachable beauty. What my fiat is by nature, it wants to render creatures by virtue of its continuous act, which contains our possible imaginable goods. Would you say that a king reigns only because he has made a law, or has given a good to his people? Certainly not. True reigning is to form the life of the peoples with all the laws, giving a decorous regime, befitting, upright and just for their lives, giving them all the necessary means so that nothing may be lacking for their good. In order to reign, the king should have his life in the midst of the peoples, and make his will and his goods one with them, in such a way that the king should form the life of the people, and the people the life of the king. Otherwise, it is not true reigning. This is the reigning of my will, to render itself inseparable from the children of its kingdom, to give them everything it possesses to the point of overflowing, so as to have children happy and holy of its very happiness and holiness. Now, from this it can be seen how in spite of the so many prodigies which saints, prophets and patriarchs have done, they have not formed my kingdom in the midst of creatures, nor have they made known its value, or the great good which my will possesses, or what it can do and wants to give, and the purpose of its kingdom, because its continuous act, its permanent life, was missing in them. And therefore, not knowing it in depth, they occupied themselves with other things concerning my glory and their good, and they put my will aside, waiting for a more favorable time, when the paternal goodness would please to first make known, and then to give, a good so great and a kingdom so holy, which they would not even dream of. Therefore, be attentive, and continue your flight in the divine fiat.